This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. William Shakespeare joined this mortal coil 449 years ago last week. For the past 25 years, New Hampshire's St. Anselm College has hosted a celebration of the bard's birthday with period music and theatrical renditions. And then there's the text. Students, alumni, and members of the community spend April 26th publicly reading all 154 of Shakespeare's famously melancholic and romantic sonnets. NHPR's Ryan Lessard sent us this audio postcard.
Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble.
One of the things that has evolved is the number of alumni who come back. People have driven here today from New York and Connecticut and Maine to come back to campus on this day and read a sonnet.
Hello, this is Emily Orlando, class of 1991, now Associate Professor of English at Fairfield University. Thy glass will show thee how thy beauties wear, thy dial how thy precious minutes waste.
We always serve birthday cake, yes. That has been true every year. Yeah.
Thy outward thus, with outward praise is crowned, but those same tongues that give thee, so thine own. In other accents do this praise confound, by seeing farther than the eye hath shown.
My mom teaches here, so she used to take me when I was little, and she's a Spanish teacher, so she would read in Spanish, and then I would read the English. So, yeah. Shakespeare's a cool guy, so it's nice to remember him.
Sonnet 75. Aiden, are you ready?
Yes.
I am too.
Now counting best to be with you alone, then better that the world may see my pleasure sometimes.
I think that it's good at an early age to be exposed to great minds and writers like Shakespeare, because I think that it's good exercise to have to, you know, read something and really think about what they're saying. I don't think that we do that enough. So
get Shakespeare on your children's tongue early. It's an antioxidant, it's gluten-free, it's life-changing.
Rise, resty muse, my love's sweet face survey. If time have any wrinkles graven there, if any, be a satire to decay, and make time's spoils despised everywhere.
I hope we can continue to serve up this festival every year as a time to stop in spring and consider love, death, and time, enjoy some cake, and get poetry out into the public and get it on the mouths of people who otherwise would never, ever have it on their mouths.
And that audio postcard was produced by Ryan Lessard, who is not, as far as we know, frequently compared to a summer's day.